all of those years being stuck on a page.
Did you ever imagine you'd see me on stage?
Now I'm here. There's no telling what may ensue. No, there's no telling what.
But I'll give you a clue. Oh, the things you can think. Oh, the things you can think. If you're willing to try. Think invisible ink, or a kink with a stink, or a stare to the sky. If you open your mind, oh, the things you will find.
Lining up to get loose.
Oh, the things you can think when you think about Seuss.
With a one feathered tail,
going on adventure down a dangerous trail.
Think of a bird who flies off on a spree.
Think of a kangaroo sour as can be.
Think of a general crazy for war.
Think of a cat who pops up at your door.
How do you do and hello? I'll be running the show. I'm your host and MC.
He's your host and MC.
I'll pop up here and there.
And you'll never know where, who or what he might be. You'll see.
Take a tip from the cat and hold on to your hat.
Cause this ain't Mama Goose. All the things you can think when you think about Seuss.
Seuss.
An unusual story will soon be unfurled. Of an elephant trying to save a small world, and a boy from that world who has troubles galore.
Just think, from the planet of Ku,
and the smallest of small,
to the jungle of Nu,
and the largest of all.
You think and 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 think. Just think! Oh, the things you can think and wonder and dream far and wide as you dare.
Oh, the things you can think
when your things have gone dry.
From Seussical the Musical, that's Oh, the Thinks You Can Think, which is a great Dr. Seuss book. We're learning about Dr. Seuss today on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone here at the Outpost Performance Space with Brian J. Jones and our kids crew. Brian is a biographer, and he's written a biography about Dr. Seuss. We have a little bit more time with you, Brian, and the kids still have questions.
I was just wondering if any Dr. Seuss's books have, like, maybe a political message or some other, like, message that's deeper than just the story itself.
You have to be careful with him because he says a lot of the times that he writes books that he does not put messages into. Now, you can read a lot of his books with messages, but I can tell you some of them that he was deliberately putting messages into. One of them is Horton Hears a Who. That was his book about, as he said later, about the power of the individual as a voter. You know, they don't make themselves heard until every voice is heard. They're screaming. So Horton can prove that the Whos exist. They're all screaming, screaming, screaming. And one little boy finally says, yowp, and they hear it. Seuss said later, that's your vote. Your vote is your yowp. Make your yowp heard. The Grinch actually is one of his message books, because Seuss was in advertising, and part of his job as an advertiser is to tell you that you should be buying things for Christmas. And Seuss said that one day he looked at himself in the mirror the day after Christmas and didn't know who this was looking back at him so crabby, and realized it was himself. And the message of that book is Christmas is about something more than what you give to people, which was, I think, a lesson Seuss himself had learned. Being in advertising, he was telling people Christmas came from a store. And the Grinch finds out that it's about something more. The Lorax is one where he's definitely deliberately got a message, which is stop cutting down all the trees. The other book that he wrote that's very messagey is the Butter Battle Book, which this was at a time when like two countries didn't like each other very much and were constantly staring each other down. And the Butter Battle Book is about one side that butters their bread on one side and then the other side butters their bread on the other. And they're building all these machines that they're pointing at each other to see who's going to change the way they butter their bread. Very deliberate and a sort of a terrifying book, at least when I read it. I mean, I think I was a teenager when I read it. It was a pretty terrifying book.
I've read it once and like it was pretty disturbing. Like it literally ended with those two having these like hand-sized atomic bombs that they're gonna drop on each other.
All because the bread was buttered on the wrong side. We've learned so much with you, Brian J. Jones. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour and teaching us about Dr. Seuss.
Certainly. Thank you so much. This has been fun. Thanks, guys.
Was a man of remarkable wit who could find words that rhymed and then make them all fit into stories that tantalized, tickled, and teased with fantabulous pictures that playfully pleased. He wrote about oobwax and rockets and zoos and hunches and punches and Horton and Who's. His style was whimsical, wacky, and wild, and now he's a hero to every child.
Never outgrown. Now we know all the places we'll go.
Created dozens of creatures and set them loose.
Dr. Seuss.
That was Jonathan Sprout from his American Heroes No. 4 with his Dr. Seuss song. I'm Katie Stone. You've been listening to the Children's Hour, and today we've been learning about Dr. Seuss. We've posted links and pictures and other information about Dr. Seuss and the American Library Association's annual Dr. Seuss Day, which falls every year on March 2nd, which is Dr. Seuss's birthday. Find it all at childrenshour.org. Look for Dr. Seuss. We're going to go out with one more. This is Tim Harrison with So Long, Dr. Seuss.
So long, Dr. Seuss. We loved what you had to say. Although they tried to take your voice away, it's still clear today, Dr. Seuss. So long, Dr. Seuss. We know important things were always said. Though Tinseltown would take them, now you're dead. They always miss the point, Dr. Seuss. Trinkets and baubles did not catch your eye. And those who read, you know that's no surprise. You did your work without commercial eyes, but with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of The Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, and we had production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. A recording engineer at Outpost is Chad Shear. Many thanks to Brian J. Jones for joining us today on The Children's Hour.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.